Sponsors say the plan aims to make traveling sales businesses improve working conditions for the people they hire. There's been a push for it ever since the 1999 van crash near Janesville killed 7 teenagers who were working on a traveling sales crew. This plan would set limits on how many hours employees of these crews could work. Workers would have to be told ahead of time how much they'd be paid and how much time they'd be expected to put in. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach says it won't keep kids from selling door-to-door.
What this bill does, first and foremost, is it requires those companies to take responsibility for the kids they go and recruit and then dump in another state.
Only 5 senators voted against the plan. West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman was among them. Grothman noted that when the bill came up in committee, several former employees of traveling sales companies showed up to talk about how much they liked their old jobs. Grothman says jobs on these crews usually pay well, but they won't be around if this becomes law.
The one state in the country that can offer our kids this opportunity if this bill passes will be Wisconsin. Shutting off this opportunity for the kids, I think, is just really tragic.
The measure now heads to the Wisconsin Assembly. A similar proposal died in committee there last session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.